Nach Yomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf Yud Zayin, Chapter 117. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Kuf Yud Zayin is well known as the shortest chapter in all of Tanakh, only two verses. Interestingly enough, there are other opinions about this one, and perhaps that it belongs attached to Kuf Tes Zayin as a closer. And it sounds hard to understand, but there are other possibilities with respect to the 150 chapters of Tehillim. There's a Gemara Brachos that does talk about the idea that the first two sort of are connected in some way. So it's possible here, and that this would serve as the closure of the last chapter, which can make sense by virtue of the theme, which we're about to see how that could be the case. The different commentaries, obviously, albeit quite briefly, quickly, make their comments on this chapter. And I'll share with you the Hakadama from the Radak as to what exactly is going on, and very quickly sort of gets to the point as to what this Mizmor is about. By the way, just by virtue of the fact that this will be a very short shiur, I'd like to yield the remaining time of the shiur after we complete and attach it to our study of Kuf Yud Tes, which could be quite lengthy. So, just kidding, but you get the idea as to what we're talking about. Okay. Halu es Adonai kol goyim, shabachuhu kol ha'omim, ki gavar aleinu chasto ve'emes Adonai li'olam, hallelujah. Let's take the literal translation into English. Oh, praise Hashem, all the nations. Laud him, all the peoples. For his mercy is great. Ki gavar aleinu chasto ve'emes Adonai li'olam, hallelujah. For his mercy is great towards us, and the truth of Hashem endures forever. Hallelujah. Says the Radak, Zeha Mizmur Mishne Apsukim Levad Vahuli Mosa Mashiach. This is talking about the days, the end of days. The Ramaz Biasoso Oso Shne Psukim Levad, and he hinted at the fact that it's only two verses, Kikol Ha'amim Yihyu Lishne Avarim. All the nations of the world will be on two sides. Levad Yisrael Shiyu B'Sarasam, the Jewish people will be on one side with Torah, V'chol Ha'umos La'Aver Acher. The other nations will be on the other side with seven mitzvos. They will be there with the seven mitzvos. V'chulam yihallelu ka. All will offer praises to Hashem. Ki chulam yudu boaz, ki moshe kosuv, as it says in Tzifanya, l'kro kulam b'shem Hashem, u'l'avdu shechem echad. U'l'fisha amr b'tachlis hamizmar haluka, since it says at the end that it's a haluka, shemar kineged Yisrael, that says with respect to Klai Yisrael, Rabbi Ruach HaKodesh saw the heavenly spirit, Ki kol ha'umos yihallelu adayin, v'yomar kineged kulam. The whole thing speaks to all the multitude of the different nations and all different peoples and all different parties that all will come and offer praises to Hashem. The Medrash offers two approaches here, and very interesting ideas. One that relates to how is it possible, when will it be that all the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem and be happy with Hashem and bow down to Hashem all on the same day? So the Medrash says that he answered, the Rav and the Medrash, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanani, answered the philosopher, and he said that on days when it rains. It's very interesting. Days when it rains. When it rains, everybody's happy. Everyone praises Hashem. When it doesn't rain, everyone's sad, and no one praises Hashem. So when it says, Ki gavar aleinu, the aleinu is all of us, in verse 2. Aleinu chasdo, all of his kindness, is great towards all of us. The other approach in the Medrash is very different. It says as follows. Shal Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbeinu HaKadosh es Aviv. Shimon ben the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh asked his father. Mihem kol ha-goyim, mihem kol ha-umim. When it says in verse 1, Goyim and Umim, who are they? So Amar lo, he says to him, Kol Goyim, Elu HaGoyim Sheshibdu Es Yisrael. Goyim are the nations that subjugated the Jewish people. Kol HaUmim, when it says Umim, Elu HaUmos Shelo Shibdu Bahem. These are all the nations that didn't do that to the Jewish people. Amru Kol HaUmos, those nations that didn't, Ma Im Elu Shenishtabdu Im B'nei Yisrael Mekasim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, all the nations that have done that are going to offer praises to Hashem. Anu shel shibadnu b'hem alachas kama v'kama. So all us, we didn't do that to them, all the more so. L'kach ne'emar, halu es Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol amim. Both sets of nations are going to do it. Amru Yisrael, Anu alachas kama v'kama. Us, all the more so. Hiskilu lomar ki gavar aleinu chasto. Amru ha'aretz ve'emes Hashem li'olam. Mahu ve'emes. Emes bris shekiyamta im ha'avos. So the notion is that all the nations will grow to the point where they will be offering praises to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What you have then in our text is this very interesting idea that the nations will all move towards praising Hashem. How does that work? Especially coming right out of the last chapter, which was very personal and intense and private in the Mikdash about a person's salvation. How's it going to be that this is going to come about? So one could say that it literally means that the person saying the nations is going to turn to the nations of the world and literally offer this out to the other nations. But perhaps the idea that simply that we've said this numerous times, the idea of speaking praises to the other nations, maybe it doesn't mean that exactly. Maybe it means perhaps in a more metaphoric sense or in a sort of an effect, that that's the idea. By virtue of turning to the other nations, turning to them and speaking it out to them, the ability to say to them that they should offer praises to Hashem, expands for us our internal strength and in our ability internally to provide praise for ourselves. And so by doing that, and first experiencing it ourselves and feeling it ourselves and having that a part of us first, so then we can have it where we can then share that, with the other nations. The Radak says something very interesting in verse 2. For this you have to offer praise to Hashem. Because He did it for us. When He took us out of the exile. You nations didn't believe that it was possible. Every one of you should say, V'emes Hashem. Ki emes hu dvaro v'havtachaso shehivtachnu lotzianu min hagolus. That Hashem is truth in His promises, that He promised us to take us out, of the exile. Skipping a little bit. Emes shekiyamta ma she'amarta. Emes, truth is that which you have fulfilled, that which you have said. Remembering the covenant that was made with Yaakov, with Yitzhak, with Avram, with the land. The idea that we understand it for ourselves, now we're turning to the other world, nations of the world, and saying it to them, they should understand it too. By virtue of that, join us in the notion of offering praise to Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow with Kuf Yud Ches, chapter 118, the last chapter that are known as the chapters of Hallel.